What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I should probably have some more healthy habits. I have a lot of unhealthy ones. I go to McDonald's a lot. I love McDonald's. And I went there the other day and I ordered chicken McNuggets. And they took a while, which was weird. And finally they came out and they were like, hey, we're really sorry. We ran out of chicken McNuggets, so we had to make these fresh. They're like, here's an apple pie to make up for it. The only restaurant that will apologize for making your food fresh with a stale apple pie. It wasn't... It's like they were worried. They're like, we still got it. You know?
Thursday, August 21st, 2025. It is the wake up call. Good morning, everybody. Here we are. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And anybody do anything exciting yesterday?
Nope.
No, nothing?
I went to a trivia night.
What?
And guess who won first place, bitch?
Somebody else.
No, me.
Oh, it was you.
Why would I be so excited for someone else?
Oh, sorry.
God. Well, because you're an empath.
Oh, right.
So why did you go to, was it a theme trivia or just general trivia?
Just general trivia.
Okay. Whose idea was this?
One of my friends.
How big was your team?
Six.
What was the name of your team?
Beer necessities.
Beer necessities.
Because we all play Lorcana together.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. Okay, and...
We dominated.
You say you came in first?
Yeah.
How much of that did you do?
Okay.
I'm just asking a question.
A team effort. I answered... Okay, so there was a K-pop question. I fully answered that.
That's all you.
There was a science question... Didn't understand it, but still got it right.
Okay. Oh.
So that's I would miraculous. Say about four questions out of
20.
It was eight questions, six rounds of eight.
Six.
And did we already ask what the theme was?
Random.
Oh, interesting.
What's six times eight? 48 questions. So I did like four.
Okay. I mean, that,
at least I helped.
Less than 10% of them.
I was more of the mascot.
Ah. Okay.
So more of a, yay, we won. Yes. Like, we're a fear to be reckoned with.
You're a fear to be reckoned with?
Yes.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So how many other teams were there at this event?
There was 7 other teams.
Okay. And what was the prize?
Gift cards.
Okay.
I was more there for like,
the
you
prize
know,
is never good.
It's never yeah. good. It's no. more of bragging rights.
It's, yeah. It's usually like a $10 coupon to wherever, whatever bar you're at.
Yeah. yeah. Wow. She goes to trivia night.
Well, right. I went to one.
right. They are, I mean, they are fun. I do like trivia nights.
My best part is we sat in the front, so at the end of the night, everyone was leaving. I was like, oh my gosh, bye. It was so fun playing with you.
And were they mad because you won?
No, they loved my energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, how can they not?
Yeah. Well, they lost so bad. We won by 10 points.
So are you going to go and do more? Is Beer Necessity going to be something that like runs the trivia scene?
Where they're already running it. I was just like a celebrity guest star.
So you were like a fill-in?
I want to say fill-in. I was invited. I'm usually busy Wednesday nights, uh-huh. but this Wednesday I was like busy.
So this
or
was,
not, I was free.
This was Beer Necessities featuring Kevin from The Wake Up Call.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Kevin from Laura Khanna? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, did anybody else know that you were a celebrity guest? Like, were they aware of your quote-unquote celebrity?
Some people said, hey.
Okay.
I didn't know who they were.
Sounds a lot like you were kind of talking to anybody that would listen.
No.
So, okay.
I only talked to people that looked approachable.
Okay, sure.
There was a team right next to us. They looked like they did not want to talk to us. So.
Well, do you remember their trivia name?
Something like Thunderheads or something. They were all bros.
So oh, okay.
Couldn't handle this, bitch.
Right, of course not. Yeah. I don't know what I don't even know what this means, but I'm happy for you. I'm glad you won.
Thank you.
That's great. So are you going to go back and do it again? Like, because you had so much fun. Are you going to carve out those Wednesday nights now?
No.
All right.
Those are very busy.
Kevin, didn't you and your wife used to go play trivia?
Every Monday night.
Oh, that's so fun.
Before we had kids, when we lived in Natomas, we used to go to Bella Brew every Monday night and do trivia. And it was just the two of us against like teams of like, I think you could have up to 6 people. So we never won. We never even came close. It was just, it was just too competitive. Like with 2 people, you're just doomed. But it was always fun for me to sit there and watch. My wife is a very smart person.
Yes, she is.
And my wife also is somebody who is a teacher and frowns upon cheating. And damn if I didn't have to tackle her to the ground to stop her from cheating at trivia nights.
No!
There were so many times where during intermission or halftime or whenever they would take a break, she so badly wanted to go outside and call her dad, who still lived in Ohio at the time, and ask him the answer to questions. And it's like, you can't do that.
Why?
You
as opposed to just going
phone.
Outside and Googling it?
Right. Google yeah. at the table.
She wanted to include him because he loves trivia.
Oh.
And he still lived in Ohio at the time. Yeah, but it was, I was like, you can't do that. You can't, that's cheating.
It sounds like she thinks cheating is kind of okay.
Yeah. Well, in situations where you're competing for a $10 gift card to Bella Brew.
Right. As opposed to graduating high school. I mean, the severity level is absolutely different.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Right off the bat, as we talk about this, we do have to talk about how we are friends with the guys from Gingery and Hammer.
Gingery, Hammer, and Associates.
Yes.
We're Gingery, Hammer, Associates people. Sponsors of Wake Up Call Live.
We are not talking about them. But we are going to be talking about another advertising lawyer. And it's because these commercials are shocking.
To say the least.
There is a company out there called Top Dog. And Top Dog... You know what? I'm going to let the commercial speak for itself. Okay?
Top Dog Law, I think is what it's called, right?
Yes, Top Dog Law. You might have heard some of these commercials. Here's an example. I hope.
It's actually all your fault.
There we go. Okay, here we go.
You want to blame everybody but yourself. Oh. It's actually all your fault. And you know it is. As you lay in that hospital bed right now and cry, you understand what type of pain you're going through. See, you're in critical condition. You hoping you make it. But the person you hit, they in critical condition too. You hoping they make it. And you was intoxicated. You was drunk. You going to jail. You better hope they make it.
Okay, remember, this is a commercial. Okay. Hold on, there's more.
No, okay.
Y'all in the same hospital. Y'all in the same room. He right next to you. Y'all both in the same room. You hear him on the phone. He calling Top Dog. Telling the dog to go bite. Calling Top Dog. He telling him the story. How drunk person hit him. How he hurt real bad. How he right next to him. Any accident. Big or small. Call the dog.
Okay.
Wow. That was motivational.
I don't think it's motivational. I think it's...
I feel motivated, but I can't tell you to do what. I don't know.
All of the commercials sound like this. All of them.
Wow.
And I know what you're thinking. Is this one of the, like, in-between tracks on a hip-hop album from the 90s? No, it's a commercial.
Okay, now, so he is a personal injury lawyer. But he's a couple other things.
Okay.
So when you go on his website, okay, again, there's a reason that if I was ever injured in an accident, I would call Gingery Hammer and Associates because of the seriousness that they put into their work and recognizing that, you know, you've been badly injured.
That's you. Kevin seems like he's enjoying this very much.
Let me read parts of his website. He doesn't use the word injured. He says hurt.
Right.
If you've been hurt, we're here to help. If life hasn't been fair to you, or you've been treated unjustly, we're here to fight for you. Then it says, if your friends and family told you to call us, there's a reason.
Well, not wrong on that one. I mean, I don't think that there are many compelling stories out there in Hollywood right now more exciting than a 60-second Top Dog Law commercial. I got to tell you, I'm riveted by some of these. Kevin, I wish I could shoot a video of your face as you hear some of these. And they're all like this.
Guys, oh my God.
Hold on.
That dog ain't playing.
Look, builds up.
If you don't get that dog what he want, I'm telling you, he's gonna bite you. Just give him what he want. Don't go back and forth with him. Just give him what he want. Oh, now you done did it. The dog start to walk around in circles. When he get ready to do that, he's getting ready to bite you. He ain't chasing his tail. He's getting ready to bite you. Oh no, he's biting you.
Oh, okay, I have a question. It's just, maybe I'm not understanding. Is the lawyer the dog, is he fighting against the dog?
I'll explain it. This someone is calling because there's a dog, a random dog that bit them.
In this particular story.
Yeah.
They're all different stories.
But he's the top dog.
In some cases.
Yes. Okay.
In the last one where you were drunk and you hit somebody.
Yeah. Is he representing you?
He's representing the guy you hit.
Okay.
And you're there and then you know you were drunk.
Okay.
And then you hear the other guy on the phone
right.
Yeah. And
right.
Now you're scared.
Yeah.
But now
the dog.
In this particular story, Kevin's right. There is an actual dog.
Okay.
I love his storytelling.
Running around and biting people, I guess.
Crazy.
I mean, listen, I at the very least, I'm intimidated. And I think that's, I can't tell if I'm intimidated to hire or to fear. And I think the answer is yes. Okay. So listen, we're not marketers here at the Wake Up Call. We're just three little kids just sitting here having fun, you know? And those stories are scary and
they are
exciting.
Yes.
And we're on the edge of our seat. The Top Dog did have to be told, by the way, in some markets, you got to tone it down.
Really?
No.
Really?
I wish I could find it, but there's one where he's furious and he's swearing in the commercial, like a lot. And it's all bleeped out, but still though, in a 60-second commercial, it's like, okay, let's just calm down a little bit. So anyway, there you go. I just wanted to share that with you guys because, I mean, I was at the very least entertained.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was riveted.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we got to talk about something that happened locally. It was at Lincoln High School, and it involves a student, a teacher, and a resource officer. Now, if you'd like to see the news report about this and the video footage, because you really should see the video footage for this, text the word FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, F-I-G-H-T, right now to 916-909-1065, 909-1065. So the story, Cliff's Notes version of it, is that a student was trying to fight a teacher. To the point where...
Not trying.
He was. I would say he was. Yeah.
He hit him in the face.
Yeah. And he
tried many times.
Did the thing where he threw his backpack off and then tried to and the teacher looks like they're more amused by it until the teacher got hit than anything else. The student is being removed from the gymnasium. And just as the door is opening, you see the resource officer, who is it's a cop. A resource officer is a cop, running through to handle the situation. And he gets through the door, and just as the door is closing, almost like it was professionally directed by a director, you see the resource officer slam the kid down onto the ground. And again, if you want to see this video, text in FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 916-909-1065. Happened right here at Lincoln High School. I would expect this. Well, in a normal country, this would have probably been national news at some point, but there's too much other stuff going on right now.
Well, it's in the New York Post.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is national news. Yeah. Okay. So how do we feel about this? We've all seen the video.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Katie, Kevin, what are your thoughts on this? And text in yours, or even call us if you want to, 916-909-1065.
And is there controversy because of the body slam?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
I feel like the body slam was a little aggressive.
Okay.
He threw the kid on the ground. What the teacher did was fine. He was, trying to just protect himself, not reacting. But then the end, it got worse.
Well, the teacher doesn't do anything except
deflect. That's the right way, yeah.
Okay, I mean.
And then the security came up and threw him on the ground.
Okay, so it looks like they were like at some sort of rally, and the teacher walks up and it looks like he's like, you gotta go. Like, man, you whatever you're doing, you gotta get out of here. And the kid, I mean, open hand bitch slaps the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teacher grabs him like by the sweatshirt. He's trying to pull him down from the bleachers, like to make him leave. Then the resource officer comes. Barring the idea, and I don't know this, so I just want to say this out loud, that this kid is special needs or is in some sort of special program. Barring that, sometimes if somebody's fighting, you got to throw him to the ground and hold him down. I mean,
but you could seriously injure him. Why not just bear hug him and close, like, immobilize him?
Have you ever tried to bear hug somebody that's swinging?
You get punched in the face, but throwing someone on the ground and causing maybe a concussion?
Like, I mean, I will say the slamming on the ground did seem
aggressive.
It seemed like he threw him down a bit harder than probably he needed to, but he also was coming in running. But this kid, even after slapping one of the teachers, swinging at another one, as they're walking out of the gym, he is pushing the teacher that's in front of him in the back.
Right.
So he never stopped trying to fight them.
Again, if you want to see this video, text in FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 916-909-1065. This happened right here at Lincoln High School, and it's national news. Somebody texted in, he's new to Lincoln. No one knows anything about him. Well, they do now.
He got the mascot right, fighting zebras.
somebody said, body slam looked a little aggressive, but students should never be allowed to put hands on a teacher. Just my thought. I this text message, I am a teacher. We put our lives at risk every day to protect students, and if they attack us, I believe that whatever happens, happens. As the husband of a teacher, I agree with that. Like, if anybody ever laid hands on my wife, I would want them body slammed to the ground.
I mean, great point. And that did make me think, like, okay, what if he had hit a female teacher?
Oh,
then would you be fine with him getting body slammed?
I just don't think body slam was a necessity.
In Kevin's defense, though, like, after what, regardless of how I felt about it personally, when my wife showed me that video last night, I had the thought, like, man, that resource officer is going to get fired.
Oh, you think so?
I had the thought, like, that resource officer is going to get sued. That school's going to get sued. Because, like, that's just the world we live in now. It doesn't even matter who's at, if the student's at fault. It's just about, like, what looked bad. Like, what are the optics of this situation, you know?
I mean, to me, this was a real F around and find out moment for kid.
For sure.
So, like, what did he think was going to happen to him? He was going to get to slap the hell out of a teacher in front of all of his classmates, and then they'd go like, Tyler, please stop it.
Right. And he looks like a Tyler.
He looks like a Tyler.
He does. Another text message. We're getting so many text messages. Thank you for 909-1065. The kid got what he deserved. He wants to act like an adult and fight like a man. You're going to have consequences. I mean, that's basically what Katie's been saying.
Yep.
So it's national.
And what's funny is he's such a skinny little dweeb too. It's like, I could body slam that kid so easy.
Yeah, it's true. So anyway, some people said, I guess they were at the school. The kid kept fighting after the body slam, because the video, I think, stops when the door shuts.
Yeah.
As far as I've seen. So, but I guess people know, like, he got up and
I'm sure
fighting.
He did.
Yeah.
He never stopped trying to fight somebody up until the body slam. I'm sure he did.
So maybe what Kevin's saying with just like a more aggressive bear hug from behind would have been more effective, maybe. I don't know. But anyway,
know.
Keep your thoughts coming in. 916-909-1065.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Baby, I'm playing on
you tonight. Yes, Maroon 5, or Adam Levine and the Maroon 4, as some of us call them. They are coming to the Golden 1 Center on October 18th, and we have your tickets because, of course, we do. That's what we do here at the Wake Up Call. And because it's Maroon 5, we're playing Describe in 5, where Katie will give you 5 things that all have something in common. And after she's done reading the 5th thing, I'll give you 10 seconds to name what the category is. What is the commonality between all of them? All right, we're looking for caller 17, and caller 17 is Trish. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
So you heard how we play. Have you ever played this before?
No, I've tried many times to call in, but I've never had a chance to. So this is a first for me.
Fantastic. Well, here we are.
Congratulations and welcome.
All right. We're going to jump right in to the game. And you need best out of 3 to win.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. In 10 seconds, name the category. Zebra, Wildcats, the Thunder, Tigers, Eagles. Go.
Football team?
No. Technically, yes, but not what I'm looking for.
That was a hard one. That was a hard one. Okay. What's the answer?
Okay. Local high school mascots.
Local high school mascots. Okay, yeah, that was okay. A tough one. That was a tough one. That's all right. Shake it off.
Tricky.
Shake it off.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
This one I think is a little bit easier. Grass. Lime. Cactus, broccoli, emerald. What is the category?
Shades of green?
Yes!
There you go. We'll take that. Okay. Not maybe not shades of green, but we're looking for things that are green. But that's fine. We'll accept that. We'll accept. We're not sticklers here.
Right.
All righty. So you got 1 point. You need 2 more, okay?
All right. I got this.
Okay. Home Alone. Krampus, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas movie.
Very good.
Wow, test the season.
Wow, very good. All right, you only need 1 more point. This is fantastic. Who are you going to bring?
One more.
Who are you going to bring if you get these tickets to see Maroon 5?
Well, given how my son is trying to listen in, probably my son.
Okay. Oh, okay. And how old's your son?
He is 15, and he is the sweetest little boy.
Oh, my God. But what's his name?
Grandchild. Yusuf.
Yusuf? I want Yusuf to go to Maroon 5.
Yes.
Okay. So you better win.
I like that name.
I better be mom of the year right now. Okay.
Right. Okay. Here we go. In 10 seconds, you're going to tell us the category.
All right.
Kevin.
Oh, did Kevin come up with this one? We're all
just saying.
Okay.
All right.
Water skiing, surfing, swimming, snorkeling, diving. Go.
Water sports?
Yes.
It was supposed to be jet skiing.
Oh, okay. You just wrote skiing.
I thought I wrote jet before.
Which means, because if we just did skiing, that wouldn't be a water. I guess.
Well, snow is technically
snow
water.
It's a solid form of water.
Well, regardless, though, congratulations. You and Yusuf are going to see Maroon 5.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. Well, when you go, take all the pictures and please tag End1065 on Instagram. We would love to see all of them, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, Trish, stay on hold. We got to get your information. And
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
This is incredible. The jackpot is $520 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? I'm very impressed with you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm impressed with me, too.
Let's talk to Ryan. Good morning.
Is that just in reference to Are You Smarter or just in life you are?
Yes.
Great.
Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. A girl named Ryan. I love that. We've got $520 on the line. 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie has left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Question 1. The Texas House has moved forward with gerrymandering their state even more to pick up more Republican seats at the request of President Trump. Governor Gavin Newsom responded by saying California will move forward with our gerrymandering now as well. True or false, California voters have to approve this move. Three seconds. Okay. Question two, Joe Jonas said during an interview that he had a very embarrassing moment after he joined the Mile High Club. He said after he was done doing the deed, he stuck his hand out of the bathroom to high-five his drummer, but instead he high-fived the flight attendant. Flights fly way higher than a mile. Usually they fly at 3, 5, or 7 miles high.
I'll go with the middle option.
Okay. That'd be five. Question three. Someone vacationing at South Lake Tahoe has tested positive for the plague.
Oh, my.
Like the plague. They got it from an infected flea. But before you freak out, this happened in 2020. And believe it or not, it's usually easily treated. The most common form of the plague is called what?
Oh my God, I don't know. I thought it was the plague.
So nothing, pass or guess or?
Yeah, pass, I guess.
Okay, question four. Tennis superstar Serena Williams has said that she's taking a GLP-1 injection to lose weight. She's been accused of taking Ozempic for a while, and she says, listen, I'm not ashamed of it, and she wants to remove the stigma attached to the weight loss medication. Who is Serena Williams' famous sister?
Venus.
And question five, remember Sean William Scott? He was the actor who played Stifler in the American Pie films. Well, he got divorced recently and his income was made public and people are freaking out over how much he makes. Every month, he makes $45,000 in residuals from his acting and he makes $35,000 from his investments and dividends. So how much does he make a year?
So it's 45 times 12 and then 35,000 on top of that.
45,000 and 35,000 every month.
Oh, the other 35,000 is every month as well.
Every month. Yep.
Okay. So that's 3 seconds.
3, 2.
1.5 million.
All righty, Kevin. Please go get Katie and Ryan. Where are we off to this morning?
We are off to. I work for the state.
Okay, and what do you do for the state?
Facilities.
Facilities.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
I don't.
So like a lot of, like construction, like maintenance, yeah. Landscaping.
Oh, you know what?
Somebody's got to do it.
I thought of that before. Like, who's in charge of planting these flowers?
Yeah. Facilities.
Yeah. It's facilities.
Ryan. Yeah. Ryan's
That's
in charge
great,
of it.
Ryan.
I love that. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
You're defending $520. Question one, the Texas State House, they're moving forward with their gerrymandering even more of the state at the request of President Trump to pick up more Republican House seats. Governor Gavin Newsom responded by saying California will move forward with our gerrymandering now as well. True or false, California voters have to approve this first.
True.
That is correct. We vote on it in November.
Okay.
Question two. Joe Jonas said during an interview that he had a pretty embarrassing moment after he joined the Mile High Club. He stuck his hand out of the bathroom of the plane after he was done doing the deed to high-five his drummer, but instead he high-fived the flight attendant.
Okay. There is so much wrong with this.
Right.
It was a private jet, if it makes you feel
okay,
better.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Also, ew, high-fiving your friend after sex is so gross.
Pretty gross. He did say he would never have done that on a commercial flight, mostly because he'd be banned from flying on that airline. Flights fly way higher than a mile. Do they usually fly 3, 5, or 7 miles high?
5? 7.
7.
Dang it.
Sometimes even 8. Question 3. Someone vacationing in South Lake Tahoe tested positive for the plague.
I know.
Jeez, did you see that story?
Yeah, it is kind of funny that now, thank God, the response to the plague is just like, take these antibiotics. Right. Just go home and lay down.
Yeah. Apparently, it's from an infected flea. It's happened before, so it's okay. The most common form of the plague is called what?
Most common form of the plague? Like influenza?
Bubonic. The bubonic plague.
Oh man, I am not doing well today.
There's a pneumonic plague and there's one other one. Question 4. Tennis superstar Serena Williams has said that she is taking GLP-1 injections. After
good for her.
She's been accused of taking Ozempic. She says, yeah, I'm not ashamed of it. And I want to remove the stigma attached to the weight loss medication. I don't know why there even is a stigma.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, everybody could do this if they wanted.
I mean, I wanted everybody to think that I could breathe on my own, but fine. I'm taking an inhaler. Who is Serena Williams's famous sister?
A Venus.
Yes. Venus. And last question. Remember Sean William Scott? He was Stifler.
Stifler? Yeah.
He got divorced recently, and I guess he had to disclose his income in a court filing, and that makes it public. And somebody saw it, and people are talking about how they can't believe how much money he makes.
I can't believe he makes any money.
Well, brace yourself.
Okay.
Every single month, he makes $45,000 on residuals from his acting.
Okay.
And he makes also $35,000 a month from dividends and interest on his investments.
Okay.
So how much does he make a year?
Oh, a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, crap. Okay. 7, 8. Okay. Oh, my God. 16, 8.
3 seconds.
960 million? No!
960,000.
So 1,000! Wait, per year?
Yeah. $35 plus $45 is $80.
No, I wrote nine.
Oh, you wrote it right.
I just didn't do any of
the commas or zeros.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Ryan, are you there? It was a tough one.
I am here.
There was an extra step in there. Final score. Ryan got 1. Katie got 2.
Oh, my God.
You barely won.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I squeaked that out.
That, what'd you say, Ryan?
Oh, I said it wasn't our best day today.
No, it wasn't.
What is it, Ryan, that you want to tell us?
Today, I am definitely not as smart as Katie.
Not today. Thank you so much for what you do, keeping the Capitol grounds looking beautiful.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The 90s. Man, it was a better time.
Parts of it.
Man, I miss the 90s so much. And to say that now makes you kind of a relic and an artifact, because that's what literally things that we grew up with are in historical museums. Colorado's historical museum is opening a 90s exhibit. A 90s exhibit.
See, here's the thing. I don't think that things that were around just 5 years ago, at least that's how it feels,
right,
could possibly be historical.
But they are, Katie.
Checks watch. Oopsie doopsie. I meant 30 years ago.
It's insane to me that we are I remember when I was a kid growing up in the 90s and hearing music from the 60s and seeing pictures from the 60s and learning about culture from the 60s, thinking like that might have been 100 years ago.
Oh my God, you're so right.
That is the exact same difference now. Oh my God, the look on your face. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Kevin, this is not a place I've ever gone in my head before.
Yeah, it's the same amount of time. God. So, okay, so 90s kids, do we deserve to be in a historical museum? The sad part is, yeah, we do.
Okay, so yes, but I think that there's a part of this that is good.
Okay.
Because when we thought of the 60s.
Yes.
It was more about, oh, they didn't have the things we have now.
Okay.
Where the 90s, it was more like they had things that we don't have now. So you put this up on, and for good reason, don't
right,
get me wrong.
Right, but right, right.
You put this up on Facebook. You asked, what is something that should go in the 90s museum? And somebody said, movie phone.
Movie phone. You've called movie phone.
For those people that are too young to understand, when we wanted to know what time a movie played,
yeah,
we would call a number and it would say, hello, you've called movie phone. And then it would go over every movie that was playing at the theater and the time that it was playing. And you just had, I think at some point it said, like, if you want Titanic, press 1. But it wasn't always that way.
Wasn't that way at first.
At first it was, you had to listen to every movie option and wait for the one that you were interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, and we thought at the time how advanced that was that we didn't have to check the newspaper anymore.
Right.
You know?
How about not just answering machines, okay? Do you remember when answering machines got so advanced that everybody in the family could have their own number on it?
No, I remember that.
So your message could say, hi, we can't come to the phone right now, but if you want to talk to Katie, press 1. If you want to leave a message for Katie, press 1. If you want to leave a message for Garrett, press 2.
People who've texted into 916-909-1065, Game Boy, Obvi,
yeah.
Beanie Babies, Obvi. Somebody said Lisa Frank, anything. For anybody who doesn't know what Lisa Frank was, I'm still not 100% sure I'm aware who Lisa Frank was. I believe she was an artist.
She was the artist.
And she only dabbled in very vibrant neon colors of things like dolphins in space. and horses, you know.
I have to tell you, I don't know what it was about Lisa Frank. I loved her. And chronically referred to her as Anne Frank. It was really bad.
Man, I got the new Anne Frank binder.
Yeah, you see the new Anne Frank folder?
Oh my God.
Real bad.
We put this up on Facebook. What are some things that we got?
How about handheld boom boxes?
Oh, yeah.
We used to take our radios. We used to walk our radios around with us.
And you were hella cool. If you had, the bigger the boom box, the better. Oh my God.
How about 90s snacks?
Oh.
Squeeze-Its?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Dunkaroos?
Yeah, Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Did you remember what it was like to have a cable box back in the 90s?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if this was just my family's experience, but we weren't rich by any means. But we were one of the first people on our street to get cable. We still didn't have a remote control, but we had cable. And the box had like 12 buttons. Buttons!
Wow.
And a toggle. So you could push the buttons for 12 channels. Then if you wanted to go a different 12 channels, you had to hit the toggle to the middle or up.
Oh.
And then hit the same buttons again. It was archaic, guys.
I didn't have any of that. How about 90s TV commercials? Oh my God, do you remember Popples?
Popples.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
It was like some sort of gremlin teddy bear.
Yep.
That also could transform itself and live in its own sack. And I don't know how else to describe it.
It was an adorable animal that you were encouraged to unzip so that you basically sliced it open and then turned it inside out.
And then you turned it inside out so its head was coming out of its own stomach. It was the strangest.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, Katie found a story about a guy who did something that seems absolutely amazing until I guess it wasn't. I don't know. What are the details of the story?
It was risky. A guy in Austria did something that you see in movies all the time. And in the movies, it seems pretty easy, okay. Very doable.
Yeah.
He jumped on to a high-speed moving train.
What?
In between the cars, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Where, like, the cars connect to each other and there's space there.
Yeah.
And he ran, jumped, got on.
Wow.
And then started banging on the window for other passengers to open, I guess, a door, which caused the conductor to, like, make an emergency stop.
Yeah.
If you think about it, that feels impossible. Like, even authorities were like, this is insanely dangerous, and even said stunts like this, quote, usually end up with someone dead.
Sure.
But then it had me thinking, like, but the movies do make you think this is very doable.
I can't. There are so many movies, I can't even name them all, of where somebody has run next to a train, reached up for bar, and then pulled themselves up onto the train.
Yeah, and usually they're able to just
always
walk into the train, like, sure, just open the door.
Yeah.
Which also, like, we don't leave those doors unlocked.
No, definitely not. But you're right, though. There are lots of things in movies that, like, you see them, and we sometimes don't even bat an eye at them in a movie, but, like, in real life, you wouldn't. I think about that every single time I see somebody hanging from a ledge. Have you ever tried to, like, hang from a ledge or hang from anything?
I see kids hanging from a monkey bar.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, that is so impressive, and we're not giving them any credit for it. I couldn't hold myself up.
Right. How about when one character jumps from a high platform onto a lower platform? And first of all, makes it.
Right.
Second of all,
doesn't break their legs.
Right.
How about somebody who's not a race car driver pushing the NOS button,
whatever that is.
Right. And then safely being able to control that jet engine.
Right.
How about even just sliding across the hood of a car?
Oh my God. Have you ever tried to do something
absolutely
like that?
Absolutely not, Gavin.
I had the thought once, like, I'll bet I could do that. And then I also then talked myself out of it, because it's like, if I do that, all I'm going to do is just jump on the hood of a car and it's going to dent.
Well, that, oh, I can't, if I'm standing in my kitchen, I can't jump myself up onto the counter.
Right.
Okay?
You mean like where you hop and turn your butt?
I can't do it. Arms are too short, legs are too short, butt is too big.
Yeah.
There is just something about, I just can't I can't do it.
Maybe we're just too heavy for stuff like this or too dense. Like Timothée Chalamet, he could probably slide across the hood of a car. No problem. That car would probably be like, did a breeze just go by?
Okay, but like to do it like smooth, land on your feet on the other side, not fall down.
Right. Yeah. I know guns are real.
They are.
Yeah. I have never shot a gun ever in my life. But movies have kind of taught me that I think I know how a gun works.
Okay. When you say works, what does that mean?
Like, I feel like I know how to load fire a gun.
Okay.
Like, okay, you know guns, right? Okay.
I mean, sort of, yeah.
Do you know Glocks?
Mm-hmm.
So let me know if I'm right on that.
Okay.
Okay. This is what movies have taught me.
Yeah.
You pick up a clip.
Okay.
The clip has a bunch of bullets in it.
Okay.
I put it into the handle of the gun.
Yes.
Okay, you slide it up and then pop it.
Okay, yeah. It click,
then you have to take the top and you have to cock it back.
Yeah.
Right? It slides.
Yeah.
And then take the safety off, which I could probably find on a gun.
I'm impressed you know that there's a safety.
And then it's ready to shoot, right?
Yeah. The only thing is none of that process is like, they make it seem like it's super smooth and easy. Like,
yeah.
Cocking back a gun, it takes some...
Takes some muscle?
Kinda.
Okay.
It's not like... Like, click, click.
The realistic part of my brain, because again, this is going back to things we see in movies that are probably not realistic. I, as far as that part of it goes, I could probably handle all that. The part that always throws me off is whenever you see somebody who has never held a gun or fired a gun in a movie, all of a sudden they can pick it up and shoot it. I'm pretty sure I'm a beefy guy. And I'm pretty sure that if I picked up a gun because I had to, like one slides across the room toward me at my feet in a hostage situation.
Yeah.
If I picked it up, first of all, my hands would be shaking like this.
Yes.
And then second of all, if it fired, I guarantee that the kickback would break my nose.
Okay, here's the thing. The kickback would at the very least ensure you shot the ceiling.
Right.
Okay, you...
I'd be like, bang!
Yes, that's exactly what you would do. And the idea that, like, people are shooting a gun that have never shot a gun with such accuracy is... Or even, like, when they turn the gun sideways.
Oh, right. What's that about? Is that a thing in real life? Do people do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not if they know how to shoot a gun.
So I'm not going to go to a shooting range and see people aiming.
If you are, they should be removed from the shooting range.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He loves going on internet safaris to find all kinds of interesting and rare facts to make us interesting and rare. He probably should put a little bit more research into it, if we're being honest, but it's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know lobsters have blue blood?
First of all, why'd you say it like you're from Boston?
Lobsters have blue blood. Can I tell you something?
You knew that.
So do we.
What?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Why do you think your veins are blue?
Your veins aren't blue.
You have blue and red blood in your body. And the red blood is like oxygenated.
What?
Look it up.
Kevin, I know that. You were almost a doctor.
Not were, almost.
No.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I was almost.
Yeah, humans.
Yeah, I knew that. So there's blue blood, and then when they get oxidized, that's when they turn red.
It's an optical illusion.
Yeah, no, humans do not have blue blood.
Yeah, because red and the veins are a different color. The red makes it turn blue.
We have bright red, and we've got dark red. You know what?
For, and white
blood. That's all right.
Cells.
That's okay.
Sorry, Katie.
Katie thought we were lobsters.
Right.
In fairness, I like to pinch you.
So wait a second. Why is it? I'm actually glad Katie brought that up.
Good.
Why is a lobster's blood blue then?
Because coagulation.
Right.
What does that have to? What do you?
What
think
do you think coagulate means?
It means when it like gets stuck.
Okay.
So when they're under, there's crustaceans. Okay. They're crustaceans, so they're bottom dwellers.
Right.
They live in the ocean.
Right.
And the ocean pressure, it gets so intense, okay? And their blood coagulates because of the water pressure and presses it so bad that it turns blue.
See, this is the thing with Kevin. Like, there's a chance that, like, 60% of that is right. Or 40%. It's always somewhere in the middle. And it's enough for us to go, okay.
Right.
Did you know with Kevin?
Wait, hold on. Can we go back to lobsters for one second?
Yeah, lobsters.
Lobsters. Yeah. I love lobster. Yeah, I love lobster.
I could eat the whole sea.
Sometimes, though, stop showing me it has eggs.
That's the best part.
You're wild.
No, in Asian cultures, like a seafood eggs is like really like delicacy.
I'm with Katie.
I can't do it either.
If I get a crustacean like a crab and I see that it has a bunch of eggs still on it, it makes me want to throw up.
Well, usually when you steam it, it all like congealates together.
Okay, that seems worse.
Then hire somebody to scrape it off.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's not. Okay. I will
you
never eat
masago,
it.
Don't you?
For some reason, it's different.
I know. It does feel this different. I don't have to see it in its mother.
Right, right. It's too maternal for me.
Oh my God.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Buzz Lightyear's original name was Lunar Larry?
No, it was not. Lunar Larry?
Uh-huh. I can't take that seriously.
Why not?
That's terrible.
Because that's not the name of a space ranger.
Yes, it is.
First of all, Larry is a laughable name. One Larry that you respect.
Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob.
You're back on Lobster.
No, he's a respectable character in SpongeBob.
What about my dad's friend Larry Santana?
I forgot about him. Kevin, what are your top two favorite things about Larry Santana?
He's funny.
Right.
And he's
That's
tall.
Why you said he.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay. Man, I'm still stuck on lobsters having blue blood. I gotta be honest. Yeah. Is that what I've never watched it? Is that what the show Blue Bloods is about?
Yes.
Are they all lobsters?
Well, no.
No.
They're fighting lobsters.
Tom Selleck fights lobsters?
Yes.
I gotta watch that show.
It's tough to watch, but delicious.
Yum.
Okay.
And then if he really wants to get the lobsters, he just throws them in butter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Not that one. She's a mother with eggs. Give us one more fact. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a sheep was the first animal to be cloned?
Why are you saying everything so weird?
I'm saying it with enthusiasm.
Cloned?
So right. Weren't you surprised?
I think I do remember that.
I do.
Her name Dolly?
Dolly,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and what's crazy about that, I remember even thinking this one that was like a news story, why a sheep, why something so big? Like, you could clone any living thing, why would you choose something that's so big that you have to house and feed and like, make it a mouse, make it a cockroach or something, you know?
That's a good point. Maybe if it's bigger, it's easier to study?
Oh.
Well, you're the doctor.
Oh, it's because they needed more resources. What's a cockroach going to do for them?
What do you mean by that?
Like, sheep gives wool. So if they clone a sheep, they get more
useful.
Wool. Yeah.
Well, why didn't they clone lobster then?
Lobster
back in the day wasn't known to be fancy and expensive. It used to be for poor people because they're bottom dwellers.
I think Dolly the sheep got cloned like 20 years ago.
Right.
Oh, okay. Lobster's a new delicacy.
Yes, it is.
I understand. All right. And new to law enforcement as well. All right, Kevin, thank you so much. Did You Know? That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.